Good morning. It's Tanya, and I'm going to make you hungry. If you didn't already know this, I'm half Asian, half Filipino specifically. I grew up eating rice with every meal, fish with heads on, chicken with feet on, fermented things, and every soy product known to man. There is no food I won't try at least once. I was introduced to Korean food when I was little. It's a spicy, earthy cuisine that's characterized by the use of sesame oil, soy products, ginger, chili paste, and small side dishes called banchan. Kimchi is a common banchan. It's a lightly fermented and pickled dish of Napa cabbage, ginger, hot chili, pepper, and salt. It smells funky and a little sour and can be hotter than hell. You either love it or you hate it. For me, it was love at first taste. We have a great Korean restaurant in Wichita called Manawak. The place is tiny and not much to look at on the outside. Inside, however, the walls are plastered with photos of happy patrons. There are books to read and they play classical music. It's like walking into a tiny, awesome, nerdy playhouse. I almost always order the stone bowl rice with tofu. It is short-grained rice drizzled with sesame oil and covered with separate little piles of steamed spinach and bean sprouts, sautéed mushrooms and zucchini, all topped with a sunny-side-up egg and served in a sizzling hot stone bowl. You mix everything together, breaking up the egg and adding some hot chili sauce. It's served with kimchi and vegetable sides that are just as good as the rice. The green bean dish is truly addictive. I think you should try Manawak and give Korean food a whirl. It's different from any other kind of Asian cuisine, with a soul food funkiness that's both exotic and familiar. But if you go there with me, you'd better keep your eye on those green beans, because if you get distracted, I will steal them. For KMUW, I'm Tanya Tandock.